Let's make some noise. So is the kosher clock kosher? So all of you who have enjoyed the kosher lamp, they came out with another idea that is not nearly as possible.
Yeah. We got to have said something. I would have brought it.
You have a kosher clock?
Yeah. I have a kosher clock.
What's a kosher clock? What makes a clock kosher? Yeah. So am I. There you go. What makes a clock kosher? No. So, see, what is the kosher clock?
You can preset it. With up to 5 alarms.
Okay.
And several days ahead.
Okay.
So that, because if you had to set something for the afternoon on Shabbos,
right,
it would ring already earlier, because usually the regular alarms only work on...
It's a seven-day clock.
And
what makes a clock kosher?
It rings, but you don't turn it off.
I find it so misogynistic. How do men in your life get dominion on time Shabbos this morning? She's right on time. I don't know. Shabbat mode. All alarms shut off by themselves after 1 minute. One set, no need to touch your kosher clock on Shabbos. No problem with muktza. 5 beep alarms. On Shabbos, wake up for Shabbos. Enjoy a snooze. Don't miss your chavrusa and be on time for mincha. So you can chat, your chavrusa time, what? Record feature on weekdays only. Wake up to the voice of a loved one or a recorded melody. Do not use recorded alarms on Shabbat. Why not? What?
Like a radio going.
Why not? And if you can use the recorded alarms on Shabbos.
Why can you use a recorded beep?
Ah, what's the difference?
No, the beep is electronic, is synthesized,
whereas
recording is a recording of your voice, although it's synthesized. Well,
yeah, what's the difference?
I haven't done it with a recording.
I gotta.
They are beeps.
You should just know that it's so funny. When the last time I did the kosher lamp one, I put it online. Mm-hmm. So the guy who runs the kosher lamp website, He every now and then he'll Google the kosher lamp, and he came up with my shear, and he liked it so much that he put it on his site. He linked to it.
So what is a kosher lamp? Is that just...
I'll talk about that another time. I can show you one. The kosher lamp is great, actually. Yeah. No, because my shear is online. It's on there. He didn't even copy it. He just linked to it. He makes a pointer to it that other people can get to.
There's a copyright.
Kosher lamp is great unless you don't have it. Put the kosher lamp on a Shabbos timer.
It's a new one. Okay. So all of this raises issues of, am I permitted to set a timer to go on to wake me up on Shabbos? Can I do a malacha, an action before Shabbos, that will cause something that's prohibited to take place on Shabbos?
Lights, right?
Right? This raises very important issues. Me being a Redskins fan and enjoying my team in the playoffs, enjoying my team being in the playoffs, I feel for Detroit, but what can you do? The Redskins, for some god-awful reason, always have their playoff games on Shabbos. So, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a killer. What?
But it's interesting that I have friends in Israel who would not set the timer for the video timer on Shabbos because knowing that somebody in the radio station, the television station, was probably Jewish and working in the television station, they would not take the cost.
In Israel. Let me ask you another question. Eddie Katz prompted me to give this year tonight. Why? Eddie, want to tell him your story? Eddie comes to me and after we were drinking coffee this morning.
I came home on Shabbos and 1 o'clock, 12:30, and the telephone rings, and on it was Manny Middleman.
Israel.
He's in Israel? What did he call you to tell you?
Wanted to know how lousy my chonk was and how he didn't enjoy it since I didn't make it.
Okay.
That's it, my good shot.
So the question is Nanny permitted to make that phone call?
Sure, it's a time difference.
No, we got calling.
He knows he's not going to answer. He knows he's
yeah, but aren't you worried when your phone rings on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Personally?
Calling me on Shabbos?
What happens if I really wanted to know the Redskins scores on Shabbos? So what instead of what I did was, I got a service, you know, online, a free service, and they're going to call me every 15 minutes to tell me the score.
You didn't.
Oh, what's
not Shabbos? No, I didn't, okay? I have to tell you, by the way, I bet you I could have it done easily.
Well, even if it's halakhically correct, it's certainly not Shabbos.
Not in the spirit of the Torah. I want to know, is it halakhically
correct? About his phone call, though.
Manny was calling to say good Shabbos. Square, thank you.
It was midnight there. It was still Shabbos here. My sister-in-law called.
I remember when we were watching when Lola Leinu. I remember when that Pesach.
Yeah.
When the bombing was, and I remember being in the JCC, and they're reporting from that hotel, and the bombing on Pesach night. Which is an interesting question of watching. Very interesting question.
Yeah, well,
but for me, it's not.
Get her message till after Shabbos.
I could watch it here. Yeah, here I could watch it. What? Yeah. I'll tell you even better. This was clearly permitted.
Well, you were in Israel.
During the Gulf War. During the Gulf War.
Tucker, who didn't own a TV set, borrowed one and left it on.
Here?
Yeah.
On Shabbos?
Yeah.
For what?
Because of the scuds and everything going into Israel.
So why would we leave one on here on Shabbos?
So that people would know something happened.
Oh, could you
not say? Here in Shul.
He left one on at his house?
Yeah.
Really?
I
got to call him about that. I would, from what I know of Rabbi Drucker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I find that I assume he borrowed one. I assume he found that he borrowed one, but I so maybe you're confused or something. Because during the Gulf War, it was critical that you had to know right when we were in Israel. I remember quite clearly. So how do you? And they had so many Shabbos people, but how do you? Keep people informed and have them if they're not going to turn on the radios. So they came up with, they broadcast static. They broadcast nothing. They had certain frequencies, only in Israel, there's certain frequencies that they were broadcasting on. They promised they would leave it empty, and then if God forbid there was a scud attack, which there was a number of times, then they would get on and they would warn you. So that's what we did. So all this raises the issue of, and it's a rather, I wouldn't say complicated, but involved issue of Hashma'as Kol. Hashma'as Kol, we're going to see, is the idea of, can I do something, or can I have something going that makes a noise on Shabbos, that interrupts my Shabbos? And this whole discussion begins with the discussion of, can I do something before Shabbos that's going to continue on to Shabbos? And it turns out, you just know, it's a huge machlokas, huge argument. So you turn to source number one on page one. Says the Mishnah, Beishamai Omrin. Beishamai says, Ein shorin diyo v'shamanim v'karshinim ela kideish yishru mi ba'od yom. Let's say I'm trying to, you know, make things, I'm trying to dye them. So, are you allowed to dye something on Shabbos? No, you're not. We haven't done dye. We did dyeing units there with makeup last year. But you're not allowed to dye things on Shabbos. It's one of the 39 malachas. Can I put my whatever it is in the dye 10 minutes before Shabbos? And just leave it there on Shabbos. Can I do that?
Why not?
I want to put my white t-shirt in the tie-dye solution 5 minutes before Shabbos. And leave it there.
You have to do that then.
Close the door. And what?
Dying.
I want it. It'll die. That takes a long time for the dye to seep in. So can I do it?
No. If I can't do the chomps, why can I do that?
Chomps is very different.
That's cooking.
Yeah. Why? What's the matter with cooking? Remember. What's the problem of cooking right before Shabbos?
It has to be
why does it have to be half? Why specifically?
Because
Anybody remember?
The gangster.
Very good. Very good news. That you won't rake the coals. So the action there, we're not concerned about the cooking per se. We're afraid that if it's just in the middle of the beginning of cooking and you look at it on Shabbos, you're going to start playing with the heat. So what's another, what about the dye?
You can also try and mix other...
Close the door, I'm never going to see it.
No, there's going to be cracks and stuff, so you can do the same thing with charm.
You can, actually. You can, you put on a blech.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, but the problem was, the cooking was so common and prevalent that the Rabbanon, the rabbis made specific decrees, gzeiros, to prevent that from happening. How often do people die, whatever. So that's what the Mishnah says. Beis Shammai says, Ein sharin diyovis amanim v'karshinim. You're not allowed to do it. Karshinim are... beans, maybe? I don't remember. You're not allowed to dye these things. But Beis Hillel Matiyun. Beis Hillel says, you are permitted. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Ein nosnin unin shalpishtan, these pieces of flax, letocha tanur, into the oven, elokadeshi yabilu mibodyom, that you're going to, you want them to dry out. You want them to, I don't know what you want them to do, but you want to put them in the oven in order to harden them, or whatever you were going to do to the flax.
Hydrate
them. What, dehydrate them.
Dehydrate.
Okay, below us are chemer la yore, elas kadesh yikol ta'ayin, also not this, the chemer is the wool into the oven, before our Shabbos, and you're just going to leave it there. Well, Beishela Matirin, Beishela says you are. Beishamiyam is a good one. Ein porsin metudos chaya v'oklos v'dagin, ela kashiyah tsudu mibod yom. I want to put out my fishing nets. And what's going to happen?
Catch the fish.
Leave the fish, and then when I come back Moshe Shabbos, I'll catch my fish. Can I put out my nets before Shabbos? Beis Shammai says no. Beis Hillel says yes. Beis Shammai says, Ein mochrin lenachri. You can't sell something to a non-Jew. They ain't to'anim imo. Let's say, Evan's got a lighting supply company, right? So some non-Jew calls him up and says, Evan, I need, 700,000 light bulbs in your dreams, right? Okay? And so he comes to the warehouse and Evan loads up his truck. But Evan knows that as soon as he drives away, he's going to finish loading him up half an hour before Shabbos, and he's driving out to Flint. He's going to be driving on Shabbos. Is that your problem?
No,
it's a client. Beis Shammai says, you can't do that. V'ein magbiin alav, ela kadesh yagir l'makom karov. Unless he's coming to a close place. To Beis Hillel
Matirin. Even if he's a
guy? Even if he's a guy. Beis Shammai says,
no. Just
well, you're just not used to it because we paskin like Beis Hillel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, what?
If he's a Jew, okay, I can see the problem. But he's not Jewish.
No, you can't have a guy doing something for you, he can do yourself.
He's not doing it for you, he bought it for himself.
That's right.
Well, he bought it.
He bought it. Right. Okay, we're not going to actually get into that specific case.
I have an issue with drop a letter to in the mailbox on Friday.
An even better question.
Yeah, right. A bunch of goyim are going to
travel, take it, right? Right. Well, it comes up even more strongly. Are you allowed to send? Let's say you have an express package.
Mm-hmm.
That's much more complicated, which I'm not going to go into now. Okay, well, but I had a case once where a guy was flying out to Israel from I don't remember where, from New York or something, and he left his passport in my house. And it was Friday.
Right.
Yeah. So those raise issues. Okay. So the bottom line is, we passed him like Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai says all these things that you could do that would lead to malacha being committed on Shabbos, even not by a Jew. Right? You're gonna set your nets, and the nets are going to catch by themselves. So Beis Shammai says it's forbidden, Beis Hillel says it's permitted. Okay. So skip to Bet. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, the rabbis learn. Always Beis Hillel. Almost always Beis Hillel. Potkin mayim lagina erev Shabbos im chashecha. Let's say I have my garden, right? And they used to run it by irrigation ditches. Can I open up the water before Shabbos and let the irrigation run on Shabbos? So now, am I allowed to water my lawn on Shabbos? No. Can I set my timer so that the water... Miriam or Father's here? Is that all right? Can I set my timer so that my hose will go on Shabbos?
No.
No. Apparently the JCC sometimes can, but that's another issue entirely. Okay? But halachically, though, I can turn on the hose and leave it on Shabbos.
Why not? Turn it off.
I turn it on before and leave it on.
What did you forget?
Yeah, you can turn it off. Why not?
Oh,
okay.
You can.
That's
what
I have that.
What? Well, it really is a waste, and it's going to be... If you don't... Why not?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to water, but why can't I stop the watering?
Well, that's some sort of a work.
Is turning off your faucet a work? It's less in your toilet at work?
It's not a faucet that's just running through, you know. This is something, I don't know.
You left it on. This has happened. Why can't you turn it off? Yes, you can. Okay? So let's skip a little bit. Aval, third line in the second column, the left-hand column. See where it says Aval? Okay? So he says you're allowed to do a lot of different things. Okay, I'm sorry, top line. Umanichin tilor al gabe ha'ayin, and you can put a bandage on the eye. The ishplanish al gabe maka, or a plaster on a wound. Erev Shabbos in chashecha, on Erev Shabbos. Umisrapesh v'holeches kol hayom kulo. So you put on a long-lasting patch, and it's continue to heal. Say, hey, you're not allowed to use medicine if it's not dangerous on Shabbos. Yeah, but you put it on before, so you're okay. Aval, but ein nosnim chitim l'toch harichaim shomayim ela b'chidei shi'tachnu b'ba'od yom. Let's say, for example, anybody been to a mill, one of those real mills, you know, where it's going by the water, a water mill? No, not a cider mill, a grain mill. You ever been to a grain mill? That one in Greenfield Village?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one of those. Okay, so you know that when the way they set it up, there's this huge basin of grain, and you just fill it, and over time, it's going very slowly. It's quite brilliant, actually, if you think about the contraptions. It's going very slowly, and it's grinding, and it takes a long time for the grain to go. So you say to yourself, you know what? I don't know, Shabbos is coming, I'm not going to do anything. Oh, I'm going to fill up the grain. It's just, the water is running anyway, I'm not doing anything. Okay. And I'm just going to let it grind, I'm going to let it go. So the halacha is, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to, no, you can't put your chiti in the tal harechaim shamayim unless it's only enough that it's going to grind during the day. So Mrs. says, why not? So the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Fourth line. Amar Rabba, says Rabba, Ibnesha masma at kol. Apparently, and I think this is how they did it, the grindstones were not always grinding because it would just destroy the stones. Right? They would have a way of, I don't know, anybody an expert in ancient grindstones? I think they would have a way of raising and lowering the grindstone. Right? That they had a stone, they would raise and lower it as needed. David, do you have any idea? This is something you would know. You think I'm right? Right. So that the grindstone, you could hear it when it was grinding. So Rabbi said that kol, that noise, is what forbids us from grinding something on Shabbos. You have to grind up till Shabbos, but the noise is the problem. So the question is, what's the problem with the noise? What's wrong with the noise?
Oh.
What?
No, like your dishwasher.
This is the crux of the issue. Now we come to the crux of the issue. The noise, it makes a noise, and we'll see in 1 second. So I have to go on a little bit because you have to understand that this is what the issues are in the halachic decision. Okay? So, Amar Leh Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, V'leh Mamar, he says, hey Rabbi, it's not because of that. It's Misim Shivishas Kalim. It's because there's a halacha, right? You know when you say Kiddush, Ato, Vincha, Vitecha, Abdecha, V'yamoscha, V'hemtecha, right? What are all those things that you're listing? You and your son and your animals and your servants and your slaves, all those people. What is the list of? There's a list of. What's that list of? And you're making
not
a
allowed to do something.
What?
People not allowed to do.
People that are not a thing. People and things that are not allowed to do work on Shabbos. Your animal can't work on Shabbos. Your horse can't work on Shabbos. So can your washing machine?
No.
Can your car?
No.
No, that's how I'm not driving it. I have a car. My non-Jewish neighbor says, can I borrow your car? Can I lend him my car over Shabbos?
Unless your wife's pregnant.
What? Can you lend your non-Jewish neighbor your car over Shabbos?
Yeah.
What?
Well,
you absolutely can.
He's not your slave.
Okay. No, he's not yours. But the question is, are my kelim, are my items, is my lawnmower chayav in Shabbos? So let's say, he says, but what about Shvishas kelim? Ditanya, as it is written, Ubechol asher amarti lachem tishameru. The pasuk says, everything that I told you about, you should keep, you should guard the Shabbos. L'rabos Shvishas kelim. So that pasuk is learned out to include the rest of your lawnmower and your car and your everything. They can't violate the Shabbos either. So maybe that's the reason why the mill couldn't grind on Shabbos. Because the mill has to rest. It's your mill. Ela Amar Rav Yosef Mishum Shvisa Shkemim. So Rav Yosef says, the reason the mill can't be on Shabbos is not because of of noise. It's because of Shvisa Shkemim. Shvisa Shkemim means that kelim are items or utensils have to rest. Right. They have to rest too from Shabbos.
And your dishes
will rest. Your dishes rest? No, your dishes, they're not doing anything wrong on Shabbos.
But I'm using my utensils.
So?
I'm using my house.
You're also walking around. You're not sleeping all day.
But the heat goes on.
Ah! What about the heat? What about the what about the lights? What about everything? So that's a big problem. So he says, one second. So... skip down a little bit. Mahasta de Amrit Lebe Kelel Islahu Shvisas Kelim de Araisa. Right, if they hold the Shvisas Kelim, Gafris and Mugmar and Maitan and Shara, how can they permit a lot of the other things you're allowed to do things? Yisum de Loka Abid Maisa. Anytime if it's passive, then it's okay. Meaning if you lit it beforehand and there's no Maisa, it's not doing anything, then it'll be okay. So now let's skip down a little bit, okay? Let's skip down. Skip down the third line from the bottom. The hashta. Now, the hashta. Da amar Rav Osia, amar Ravasi, Rav Osia, the name Ravasi. Mantana shvisas kelim de araisa. Yeah, somebody does say shvisas kelim that your items, your car, can't be violating the Shabbos. But who is it? Beis Shamayhi, the low Beis Hillel. So the reason why you never heard of this halacha is because we don't pass it that way. But Beis Shammai, if you were from the house of Shammai, if you were from the students of Shammai, and your non-Jewish neighbor asked you to borrow, you know, your lawnmower on Shabbos, you would say, my dear friend, I'd love to, but I can't. Shabbos.
Would you have to turn off your heat?
I don't know.
On the Shammai.
On the Shammai, if it was active, maybe.
It goes on and goes off.
Maybe.
I think it's allowed. If you set your dishwasher, go on and off.
Okay, so now, but let's go back for a second. So we know, there's a halacha in the Gemara that says, you're not allowed to let your grinder grind on Shabbos. So the question is, why not? So there are two possible reasons. Rabbah said the reason was because it makes a noise, and the noise is a problem. Rav Yosef says the reason, no, is because the grinder can't be grinding on Shabbos. So now Beis Hillel seems to say, we don't like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel doesn't hold of Shvitas Kelim, that second option. So then why can't you grind on Shabbos? It makes a noise. You understand? Everybody understand? So that would mean, though, that Beis Hillel would hold that you're not allowed to make a noise on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do something on Shabbos that would create such a noise as it would disturb the Shabbos. But you see that the Gemara never comes to a clear conclusion. So we're a little bit stuck.
The problem, but what's the problem with the alarm clock? Noise is that person's meeting.
What? What's the problem with the alarm clock? Well, let me ask you, is the alarm clock making noise on Shabbos? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's a problem. That's what I meant.
It sounds like it should be a problem. So how could you have a kosher clock?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good question. I set you up. Excellent. Turn to page 2.
You want to know why you can't have the voice.
Somebody who snores, you can't turn off on Shabbos. Yeah, that's true. It's a problem. Oh, you're absolutely right. What?
I turn it off.
Yeah. Bam, bam, bam. Right. Okay.
Some people have their medical machine.
Yeah. No.
Why?
You connect. Well, yes, you'll see. Don't skip. Page 2, you're looking ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I skipped a little bit. Okay. It says, Abal Asr Latte. I don't know how much time.
Almost 26.
Whoa. Okay. I don't want to go through the whole thing. So, Abal Asr Latte Tchitim Letoch Rechayim. This is from the tour. We're skipping a lot. The tour lived in the 1500th century, one of those two. It's only 100 years off. Okay.
Give or take,
100 years, right? And he says, "Abal asur latet chitim l'toch lechayim ela b'kedesh yitchenu mibeod yom." You're not allowed to put your grain in such a way that it will continue grinding after Shabbos starts. Kevan de avsha milta. Since the words avsha milta means noise is a problem. Avsha means noise. Milta means it's a thing. Avsha milta means noise is a problem. Tvei alat ika zilusa de shabata. There is ziluta de shabata. What does zilusa de shabata mean?
Diluting Shabbos.
You're cheapening Shabbos.
Diluting.
You're diluting Shabbos. Right? So if people would hear, you're going to the house, I come over to the Katz's, and I go in there, and it's like, you know, and it's like, oh, what's going on? Oh, I left my grinder running. Come on, what kind of Shabbos is that? So therefore, the Torah paskins that you're not permitted to leave your grinder grinding on Shabbos because it was a lot of noise, and therefore was zilusa milta, and it was not permitted on the Shabbos.
And if Eddie feels this soothing noise?
Doesn't matter. I think there's enough. Well, that's it's a good question. But if Eddie likes it, I guess.
Some people
becomes a white. Why is he done? Yeah, it's like you ever go to the ICU in the hospital? Mm-hmm. You ever go to the ICU?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does it sound like in the ICU?
Always noise.
Ding, 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 bang, bang, ding, bang, bang. You ask a nurse, by the way. They don't hear it. Right. Why though? They don't hear the alarm sounds either. They kind of tune them out. Right. If it's like a weird alarm sound, you know who the alarms are for? The family members. Every time it goes above or below, it freaks out the family members. But the nurse doesn't. They don't really look. Yeah.
What do you need, like noise to fall asleep, like waves or
some people do.
Ooh. Interesting question. What if you fall asleep to the radio every night?
I have this. I do.
Yeah. So what do you do on Shabbos?
I stand out
and
close to that. I can read that
falsely. You can read your falsely every other night, too. Yeah, it's an interesting question. So I don't think it's so simple. I don't think you'd be permitted to go to sleep to waves. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't. So I just want to tell you, we saw the tour in the middle, now number two. On the outside of the tour is, you see where it says Beis Yosef, so we're not going to read through the whole thing because it's very long. But if you want to read through it, you'll find that the author of the Beis Yosef, his name is Rabbi Yosef Kara. What else would Rabbi Yosef Kara write? He wrote another word. It's the Chanara. Rabbi Yosef Kara says, I disagree. I don't think that the halacha was passing in the Gemara that Avshua Milta. I think that the Gemara said that was according to one opinion, and the other possibility was maybe Shvisas Kalim. We learned the Gemara. There was no logical conclusion. So as we're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch, the Sfaradim don't have a problem of Avshua Milta, of making noise. It's only an Ashkenazic thing. So all of you Ashkenazim here, which is all of you, right?
Oh, I'm
sorry. You're out of luck. But the Beis Yosef...
I'm changing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch source. Let's look at the what? Sorry, Zoya. You're stuck with him. Yeah, right. Right. Even Zoya's an Ashkenazi. We converted her. We got another one. Okay. Source Simon Hay. In Siv Hay and Simon Reish Nun Beis. You're allowed to turn on your water and let it sprinkle all Shabbos long. And you're allowed to take a kilo, which is, he says, a sam shel refuah. It's a patch, a healing patch that you put on the eye. Av al ha'ayin, av al pishas la'anichol b'Shabbos, even though it's not permitted on Shabbos. So remember we said, so we concluded, you're allowed to do things, you're allowed to initiate acts before Shabbos, that will continue on Shabbos, and it's not a problem. You didn't do anything. Okay. Well, let's say mugmar tachas akelim hemizgam me'ilem chol Shabbos. You're also allowed to mugmar was a scent. You're allowed to, you're I don't know, somehow scenting or whatever it was.
One of those candles.
Yeah, and well, I think it was more like a smoking process that they wanted to give scent into a certain item.
Earwax
burns slowly.
And it right,
burns slowly.
Right, no, but I'm saying, but they wanted to, I guess they would have these compartments. So you ever buy something that smells a certain way? So they had these compartments, and they would sort of just, they wanted the scent to infuse into the item itself, however they would do it. Okay. Why? Even if the mugmar is scent is put in the vessel, the ain, fourth line, the ain, adam, mitzuvah, shvita kelim. Because the halacha is your kelim, your utensils, your items. They don't have to rest on Shabbos. Well, I take over the gigis to throw some. You're allowed to do etc. etc. Let's skip down three lines to umuter in the middle of the line. See where it says umuter,
yeah.
Where the samach is. Umuter latate. Listen what he says. Umuter latate chitim l'toch rechaim shamayim samach lachashecha. Okay, what did he just say? You are permitted to put your grain into the grinder even right when it's dark. So you see right away, he says, Mutter, what does the Torah say? Above. Usher. So, yeah, so this is, you know, one of those classic Ashkenazi Sephardi arguments. Sorry, why? This is the Ramah explains, Haggah, V'lo chaysinan hashma'at kol. Right? And we're not worried about hashma'at kol, about making noise. Shiyom ru, so now the Ramah says something different. Rechayim shaploni tochanot b'shabbos. What are they going to say? They're going to say, hey, he's grinding on Shabbos. So that's a different reason.
Marzayim.
Right. Now, did the Torah say Marzayim?
Mara says
Nayim. Mara says Nayim. That's right. Did the Torah say Marzayim? The Torah said Zilusa Disabata. Right, the cheapening of Shabbos. So everybody says, V'yesh Osrim Berechayim. Right? Some forbid the Rechayim. U'bechol makom shiyesh lachush b'hashma'at kol. And in any instance that you have to worry about making noise, okay? V'hachi nahug l'chachila, and that is our opinion, that's our practice l'chachila. Mihu, nonetheless, v'makom seida yesh l'hakir. Okay, but in the case of great loss, one would be permitted to be lenient.
Maybe that's what the Gemara means. Isn't the Gemara still saying that the noise is Marathayan?
Okay. So then in that case, if it wasn't Marathayan...
That's the right
one. Right, what does the Torah say, though?
The Torah doesn't interpret it that way.
Right.
But, so maybe we're not rejecting the Gemara.
What?
Maybe we're fulfilling what the Gemara says, just we have a totally different interpretation than the Torah has.
Oh, I mean our practice. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Memchet, Mikol Makom, Kalal Bazeh, Kiyote Bazeh Hamashmiah Kol. So he says it's not just. You would have thought, well, maybe I could limit it to grinding. I don't have any grinders. Great, we're all no problem. There's any noise that's similar. The Avsha Milta, because Avsha Milta noise is a problem. The Ika Ziluta Lishabata, and there's cheapening of the Shabbos. Ukma Sekata B'Darchei Moshe. As it is written in the Darchei Moshe. So we see from here that there is a halachic issue, a halachic problem of making noise on Shabbos, of doing things, of having things done that make noise on Shabbos. Okay? Et cetera. Now, go back to the Shulchan Aruch for a second. Two lines from the bottom, at the end of the line. Umutzer lahamid kli miskolet shekorin zeger ne'erev Shabbos. But you're allowed to set up one of these weighted items that's called a zeger. Anybody know what a zeger is?
Yeah, what?
A clock. You ever see somebody's house and they have a grandfather clock?
Yeah, they used to pull a chain.
Right. Grandfather clocks now, they can last for days and days. So you're sitting on Shabbos.
3 days.
Bong, 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 bong. You have one?
Yeah.
What's it doing? Or did we just say, we just said, you can't have your grinder grinding. But now I'm going to walk into George's house, bong, bong, bong. That's not an interruption of Shabbos? What? In the middle of the shear, yeah, right.
Oh,
one second. Do you ever ask about that? What?
So
you just wait. Rabbi Lauer didn't even say anything. So why? Because
it's
what?
It's not like grinding, it's like music.
Yeah.
It's all about their music.
So he says that's permitted. Av al pi shemashmiya hakol lahodia hashaus l'Shabbos, even though it makes noise on Shabbos. Ki hakol yodim sedachim lahamido me'etmo. Because that's not Marasayim. Why? Because everybody knows George said it yesterday. So now, based on these vague guidelines, now we have to decide, what about all our modern-day applications? Okay? So, Eddie, I need your help. I need you to give me a favor, okay? Can you see that machine over there? Can you turn it on for a minute? So, we have a worker now in the shul.
Uh-huh.
And we told him, you know what? There's a kiddush, and then we're going to have a shalosh shittus in the afternoon. So, do me a favor. We need you to clean the social hall in between the kiddush and the afternoon. Eddie, before you do, is there any problem with having him clean the social hall in the afternoon?
Yes.
On Shabbos.
Yeah.
No, I said clean it.
Oh.
Clean it.
The
Boston
was on love.
What?
No, because he needed it. He was putting it on for his benefit.
What's that?
To make it easier for him to do it.
He's cleaning it because I need it for Shabbos. Can he do that? Can he do that?
Absolutely. He can do it because you're not telling him to do that. It's for his ease.
I didn't tell him how to do it. I just said clean it.
He's doing it. There's right. No problem.
But you told him what
they can do. And now he knows. He knows what I mean. I didn't tell him anything. Is he allowed to do that?
Yes.
Who is it? A guy or me?
A guy.
I say he's
a I don't think so.
No, you have a problem with a caterer coming in this time before Shabbos.
No, that's different. Those are totally different issues.
But wait a minute. I thought we covered this in one of our shiurim, but he's told just to clean it.
Right.
You're
right, but he is not bound by the malachas of Shabbos.
Right.
But here we're talking about another issue. What's the issue?
They're in a place where noise.
Isn't it also Mara Sinai if I would walk in between that time and I hear the vacuum going on and still one Shabbos?
What term did you just use?
Mara Sinai.
That's exactly the issue of the noise.
Right, I was talking about
that's exactly the issue of the noise.
If you hire a contractor to clean the shul.
Yeah.
And he comes.
I tell him to go clean the bathroom. That's why I tell him to go clean the bathroom.
You hire the. You hire the guy to shovel your snow.
Right.
And he comes Shabbos morning at 6:00, and he plows your snow because he's under contract.
He's under contract to plow whenever it snows.
Right.
So he's coming.
Is he allowed?
No, that's a different issue. I'm not comfortable with people. I'm not going to answer that because I don't remember the top of my head. I asked him. I told Jerry not to have it done on the show for sure because there was no need. But even for a private person, I'm not comfortable. Especially, there's definitely an issue of Maris Ayin because the guy's coming and the way they do it, they drive into your driveway and pull out. And even though we all know it's a non-Jew, it's not an appropriate thing to have a guy come and plow your thing on Shabbos. I don't think that's appropriate at all. But here we have another issue. Is he allowed to mop the floors on Shabbos?
Someone just wondered, you have your servants working for you on Shabbos.
Is he a servant or is he contractor?
I don't own him. He's a guy. He's paid. There's a way to work that out. Can he mop?
It's not a problem of noise.
Right, not a problem of noise. He can mop. He certainly can mop because he doesn't have to mop. He can get down on his hands and knees and use paper towels if he wants. So it's his convenience. But here, there's an additional problem of the noise. And the noise, we said, Avsha Milta, and that's definitely a Maris Ayin problem, because people would walk by, you can hear that vacuum thing going on, it's without a doubt, it's an issue, and it's something that should be avoided on Shabbos. Yes?
A weird story, 20 years ago, Dina's mother somehow booked us into a hotel that was all for free, but it came out.
Okay.
And I don't know, I heard people who give shiur, and among people who give shiur were one of the sons of Rav Moshe Feinstein. I forgot which one of his two sons was there. Was there giving shiur? The Rav Shimon and the Shimon Eider was there.
Wow, big names. Wow.
Big names. And every afternoon, they were vacuuming the lobby. I was dumbfounded.
Who owned the hotel? It was a Jewish owned hotel?
Right.
Every afternoon on Yom Tov?
Every afternoon.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so let's go to page 3, please.
We have services, and all of a sudden the air conditioning goes on. Everybody hears it. It's a big room.
Does anybody? Okay, so what would you say?
I'd say, thank goodness.
But in that case, I mean...
But it's definitely a distraction. It's definitely everybody hears it and it's a distraction.
Everybody knows.
Because everybody's waiting for it to go on.
It's very uncomfortable.
Again, right. First of all, I would argue that noise would be similar. Remember, the Mishnah Berurah said that's our minhag lechatchila to avoid the noise. But I wouldn't tell you to avoid that noise, A, in the case of a public need, and B, nobody thinks that he turned it on.
Right.
No, he thinks he turned it on. Very interesting question. Okay. Okay. Let's get to page 3. We're running out of time, as we always are, so let's move on. Page 3b. So you can read the top if you want. Page 3b from Rabbi Ribbia's book, as always. B, where the malacha process is very noisy. When malacha activity produces a great deal of noise and publicity, one is usually prohibited to start it and allow it to continue on Shabbos because of the commotion that it creates detracts from the honor and special character of the Shabbos. Zilzul Shabbos, literally cheapening of Shabbos. Now, by the way, what doesn't he mention? Zozo Shabbos, but he doesn't mention the other aspect of Marasayim. Right. He doesn't mention that, which is interesting. The following examples. Noisy equipment. One may not leave noisy, heavy equipment operating on Shabbos, such as a water mill, cement mixer, wood chippers, hay balers, etc., even if they require no active human intervention and will shut off automatically on their own. Now, if you own a wood chipper or a hay baler, those aren't one of those pieces of equipment that I would recommend leaving unattended. Leaving the clothes washer and dryer operating after sundown. One may not leave the clothes washer or dryer operating on Shabbos because they are noisy appliances whose function involves Shabbos prohibitions. A dishwasher may not be left operating on Shabbos for other reasons as well. The dishwasher has other reasons also. But now, so I wanted to do a little experiment. So I recorded some sound. You'll let me know if you think that these are problematic on Shabbos. Okay, number one.
Oh, yeah, that's very good.
What?
Very good.
The phone is so do I have to turn off my phone for Shabbos? Well, that's another issue because I'm not the one making a job. Right, I'm not going to. You know, there's a cheap in Shabbos when the phone goes?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Scared too. Without a doubt in the world. Without a doubt in the world. 100%. Next one. Anybody know what that is? Actually, it's interesting. The car bed. That is, and this is a very interesting that I was researching, is I don't know the answer to that. We have an oven that will be set before Shabbos.
Right.
And the oven, when the time was, this is the way we keep our food warm Friday night. And you have to be very careful to make sure you're not leaving the oven open, etc. But when the oven goes off, that makes that noise. I'll play it for you again. It just, this one.
There's
something wrong with you.
The oven goes
off. Four of you. I only got three of them. That's when the oven goes off, that's the noise that it makes. And it's loud. It's about that loud. You can hear it all through the house.
Yeah,
do you think it would be a problem for me to leave that oven over showers?
Yeah, because if you turn up heat even and those things beep.
Oh, no, I didn't touch it. I didn't touch it.
No, but I'm saying.
Yeah, but it only goes for four beeps. You could say, you'd be in the other room when it came up.
No, I think you can hear the whole
room. But I'm just saying, it's only four beeps.
Okay.
It's not that bad.
Check to see if your oven has a shower setting.
What?
Check the
Eddie, can you just locate the beeper?
On my oven, if I put it to the Shabbos mode, the beeper does not go on.
Mine doesn't have it. Okay, next one.
That's a dryer.
Okay, so now I decided to do the next one. That doesn't go out, right? I decided to do the next one. I decided to do the next one. One second. The next one.
That's the beep.
That's the
beep.
That's my son, okay. But you heard it, it was in the other room. If you're upstairs and you turn it off, you can't drive it off.
Right.
The dryer is interesting. When they used to, when they had the Shilohs back then, the dryer, what did the dryer sound like?
Boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. You couldn't miss it. But the dryers nowadays, if it wasn't so squeaky, it's really not a problem.
You want to have your dryer going, like,
15
minutes before
shower?
No,
you
don't
it says no. You can't open the door,
chances are. It said you can't do it. Number two is what it said you can't do.
On a dryer.
So it's interesting, when they asked the poskim what it was, so Moshe wrote, I think it was Moshe said,
Can I see?
Oh, never
mind.
My son is waiting for the alarm to go. So he wants to know, what does it sound like? So we'll see. Okay.
I'm proud to say this again.
Okay. So our dryer, he says, you're not supposed to do.
So what are you supposed to do if you misjudge the time and it's still going and the job is just ignoring?
Oh, it's still going. You left it and you just leave it. What are you supposed to do?
There is something.
Right. There's nothing you can. That's how loud it is. So now, would you say that that's a tremendously loud noise that's disturbing?
Yeah.
If you're asleep, yes.
No, it's true. It's not that you're asleep. So look at number five. Look at number five. This is Igros Moshe, Chelek Orachayim. Okay? Number five. On page three. It's on page three. Bob, remember they asked a bunch of different questions in this tshuva. Hamada Sha'on Me'orer B'Erev Shabbos. Can I put on an alarm clock on Erev Shabbos? She Yitzelto B'Shabbos. That'll ring. Can I set an alarm clock before Shabbos? Shabbos baboker. Yeah, setting of Shabbos morning. He says, "Im hu kol kazeh, if it's this kind of sound, shelo nisma ela bechedro, that you only hear it in your room, shehu la'atzmo, for yourself, ein bezeh isher." And I don't think it's prohibited. But if everybody in the house can hear it, the kosikan can nisma lachutz, but and certainly if people can hear it outside the house, asur misad gzeras hashma aschol. Then I think Rav Moshe said, I think it's prohibited from the perspective of hashma aschol. Of putting the grain, remember that, that's the exact case, of putting the grain in the grinder. In the grinder. Because she attached the Shabbos. Because I'm a rabbi, the rabbi said, Hatam b'Shabbos dav yudchet amr alas, ki avsha milta. Okay? The Ishik b'Rama, and the Rama writes that, in Orachayim Shimon Reishin and Beishif, hey, umashik tam l'mashem mutter l'hamid kli maskolet. And he says the reason why you're allowed to leave a clock on, to call it Zager, a sha'on, a clock, ber Shabbos afa pisha mashem yakol l'hodiyah ha-sha'ot b'Shabbos, to tell you what time it is, ki ha-kol yodim sedachem l'hamidam me'etmo. Because everybody knows that you're going to shed it from before Shabbos. So he says it depends, the clock's permitting, everybody knows. But he says the alarm clock, he thinks it depends. If it's too loud, then he doesn't think it's permitted. But if it's not that loud, that only you're going to hear it, then he thinks that would be permitted. So I think that would be a... What?
So why can't you use the voice on that alarm clock?
I don't know. I'm not really sure why you can't use the voice on the alarm clock. He says not to use the voice. I don't really know.
But you're saying that I've got the same sets to go off every day. So if it goes off on Shabbos, it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think I've got a great little thing on my Palm Pilot, right? Right? And the Palm Pilot can be set, and it goes off like this. That's all we're doing. Right?
I don't think I can hear that
out. I find that very annoying.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can set this thing too then. And you don't need a Shabbos clock, what?
I won't hear it.
You know.
That's your alarm. And
yeah, and it starts to go off. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Right. So you don't need to buy a kosher lamp. So is the kosher lamp kosher? According to Rav Moshe Feinstein? I'm sorry. Is the kosher clock? Right, we're up to kosher clock. Is the kosher clock kosher? Yeah. Can you use the recording? I don't know why not. I really am having trouble figuring out.
I love you, Dan. I love you, Dan.
Yeah, I don't really know why not. But whether it's what? Loud or soft. Well, they must have done it. They for sure checked and didn't do it that loud. One second. One last thing. Page 3 at the bottom. Page 3 at the bottom. Leaving a radio, television, tape recorder on during Shabbos. Okay? What do you think about that? I want to watch a Redskins game. So all I do is leave it in my office downstairs, and I leave it on low, and then when 3 o'clock comes around, hail to the Redskins. No?
Right.
Under ordinary conditions, one is not permitted to leave a radio, television, tape recorder, stereo on during Shabbos for the same reason stated above. One may not also connect these appliances before Shabbos to a timer that will turn them on during Shabbos. Sorry. And the reason being, unless of course you're in Florida during a hurricane, okay? The reason being, without a doubt, the person would say unequivocally that even if it were low and you wouldn't be able to hear it, nobody else would know, that's Zilzil Shabbos. It's not permitted. You know, Shabbos is not about watching the Redskins game, no matter how badly you want it. That's not what it's about. There's a story. One of our members, he tells me this story. I won't identify him because he's a great guy and he didn't give me permission. He needed to watch, when he was becoming more religious, he felt he needed to watch the Michigan State game. He needed to, and it was a real struggle for him. So he decided to set on a timer. It's always on Shabbos. No problem. I don't remember if it was that day, the Shabbos of, or the day before Shabbos. He went downstairs, and his television tube was literally fried to a crisp. The whole thing had shorted out. And he said, he's never felt the need to watch television on Shabbos.
You know what everybody would say?
Yeah. We should all have such siyata dismaya.
Okay,
so.